Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
You're listening to 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. The rainy 4th of July weekend forced barbecues to move indoors and fireworks to compete with clouds. It also led to some 20 saltwater beaches being closed. Yesterday, officials deemed the water unsafe for swimming because of high bacteria counts. But there are many factors that make testing beach water difficult. WBUR's Ali Jarmaning dove into years of data to find out why deciding whether it's safe to go swimming is not cut and dry.
On a cloudy June day in Gloucester, Bree Gray walks into the water at Good Harbor Creek. It's a shallow waterway flowing into the open ocean of Good Harbor Beach.
I wade out about 3 feet, which for me is like waist high, and I'm facing incoming tide.
She sweeps a plastic sample container into the water. A drone buzzes overhead.
And I go about 12 inches, like about elbow length for me. And then just discard a few millimeters off the top, and then that's it.
Across Massachusetts, every week, people like Gray take water samples to make sure the state's beaches are clean enough for swimming. Most are. More than 95% of the time last year, the state's saltwater beaches passed muster. But occasionally, some beaches don't, and that can lead to closures. More than 1,000 times last summer, swimmers at various beaches were warned not to go in the water, mostly because of high bacterial levels. That's been the issue in Gloucester, where 2 years ago, tests showed high bacteria levels 7 times.
So last year, we closed it out of an abundance of caution while we waited for the larger investigation that we were working on took place.
Jill Cahill is the chief administrative officer in Gloucester. Nearly all summer, the beach at Good Harbor Creek was closed to swimming while city officials worked to figure out what was causing those high tests. They spent $120,000 on consultants who worked to pinpoint what was causing the problem. There wasn't a clear answer.
We still don't have any one item to point to that we can say this is the cause and this is how we'll fix it.
So far this year, the testing has looked good, and the creek has stayed open.
Our beaches are really our greatest natural resources. They're a big part of who the people who live here in Gloucester are and why people come to visit. So we don't want to have beach closures when we only have really 2 or 3 good months of beach seasons.
Statewide testing data going back more than a dozen years show water quality at saltwater beaches across the state has gone up and down. On average, around 420 tests come back high each summer. That's about 5% of the time. But in 2021, there was a big spike, blamed on the very rainy summer. But all those tests are just a snapshot in time, and water quality can change quickly. Kelly Coughlin has worked in water quality monitoring for more than 25 years.
It's always been a pretty flawed system because your bacteria results are always a day late. The technology just isn't there yet to allow accurate real-time prediction.
Chris Mancini knows that issue well. He's executive director of Save the Harbor, Save the Bay. The organization focuses on Boston Harbor and state beaches from Nahant to Nantasket. One study of Constitution Beach in East Boston found that every posted closure was wrong.
The test was right for the day before, but because you don't get the test results for 24 hours, you put the flag up 24 hours later, and now you actually have clean water. You're actually taking beach days away from people.
Just last week, Save the Harbor put out its annual report showing most of the metropolitan beaches saw better water quality than the previous year, helped by a particularly dry 2022. Still, Kings Beach in Lynn and Tinian Beach in Dorchester struggled. On average, over the last few years, more than 7 out of every 10 tests failed. In Lynn, the issue is stormwater discharge. City officials are looking for $25 million for a UV light system to kill bacteria. In Gloucester, families have always flocked to the creek, drawn to the calm and shallow waters compared to the open ocean.
The lake, like the deep water, but it's too big for me, so I had to go to small.
That's 6-year-old Mark playing in the sand near the creek. His dad, Mike Popolo, says this spot is perfect for his 2 kids.
You know, they're scared of the big waves, and usually this water is a little bit warmer. They love it, but the last couple years, we haven't been able to go in. I guess this year, it's open now, so I'll take it.
Gloucester residents and officials hope it stays that way. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Allie Jarmanning.